Do you want to know how to create irresistible digital courses online in such a way that one, you have a high completion rate, two is the people who actually go through your courses are able to get results? If that's the case, this is the podcast for you. Grab your notepads, pens and papers, as I'm going to be diving into the 6 steps on how to design the ultimate digital course curriculum that can help your students get results. Let's get in. First off, thank you so much for being in this podcast, and I hope you have your notepads, pens and papers. You know, the e-learning industry is going to become a $325 billion industry by the year 2025, according to the Forbes research that was done. So if you are an expert, if you're a knowledge giver, this is the best time in the history of the world for you to take your knowledge and package that into irresistible courses. Having said that, platforms like Udemy, Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, Simply Learn, and many others, the industry average, as far as the course completion rate is concerned, is only 5%. That means people are impulsively buying courses, but they're really not finishing the courses. And in my community right now, in all my courses, my average course completion rate is 50%, which is 10 times industry average, because I have a methodology in how to design these courses. It is not just about, you know, slapping up online whatever knowledge that's there with you, but it's about creating a structure, and it's to create a journey. So what I want to do is I'm going to walk you through the 6 different steps on how to go from the start to making your course ready to sell. So in this podcast, I'm not going to get into the how to sell part, but I'm going to be showing you how to create your digital course. So if you're ready, let's begin. So the first part, or the first step of the whole process, is to define the end goal. In fact, note that down in your notepads, is you need to know what is the end goal that you are trying to help your students achieve. So you can either help people improve their health, or you're going to be helping them improve their relationships, or you're going to help them increase their income, or you're going to help them grow their business, or you're maybe going to help them in their personal life, personal growth, personal development. So whatever may be that end goal, the destination where they're aspiring to go, that needs to be very, very clear. And in order to achieve that end goal, many of your students may have problems. Like in my case, I help people achieve freedom. And I did a survey asking them if they had to build an online-based business or to build a digital coaching business, what are the different challenges that you face? And I ran a survey. And I got a whole bunch of responses from the people who filled up the survey. And that gave me a good food for thought and food for creating my curriculum. So I got a lot of stuff like, you know, people, they did not know how to create their courses. People did not know how to record their courses. People did not know how to, you know, drive traffic into their courses. People did not know how to sell through webinars. And I got a whole bunch of responses, which I collected on my surveys, keeping in mind that if I'm able to solve those specific problems that they are facing right now, or those gap areas, then I can help them achieve the end goal. You with me on this? So the first step is you need to be very clear on the end goal, and you need to also know what are the different challenges that are stopping people from achieving that end goal. And you can do that through a survey. You can even do a simple Google form and just send out Google form, post it up on social media, send an email to some of your friends and stuff, and ask them exactly if they had to achieve this goal, what's stopping them, and what do you think are the challenges that they would face. And you take all those challenges, and that will be the starting point for you to start designing your curriculum. Okay. The second step of the process is you need to define the customer's journey. And what I mean by customer's journey is, it's not just about selling the course. See, people don't buy the course. They want to buy a better version of themselves. They should feel that if they buy the course, then they're going to be improving in their life, or they're going to be moving closer to their goal, whatever they want to achieve. So keeping that in mind, the customer's journey starts from a point where they don't know you to the point where they get to know a little bit more about you, until the point where they like you and they trust you and they want to buy from you. And after they buy, and after they bought from you, how you can over-deliver value so that they can continue buying more from you. So that is the entire journey. So the point where they do not know you, all of this stuff, you can only break that barrier when you are being more visible online, which means if you're going to be doing Facebook Lives, if you're going to be posting video content, even this podcast, some of you are listening to this podcast for the first time, then you would actually get to know more about me because of what I'm sharing with you. Yes. So, but if you already know me, still this podcast is going to be giving you information. But a content piece is what's going to help you turn that completely cold lead or a cold visitor to your website or a podcast into a warm lead or a warm prospect, okay? So the first part of the customer journey is converting from cold to warm, and you can do that through content pieces and by building digital assets in the form of podcasts, in the form of videos, and so on. The second phase of the customer journey is to take people from warm to hot. And the best way to do that, from in my case, is to do webinars. So whenever people come to my webinar, they have already seen some of my content, but they quickly go within 90 minutes from warm to super hot because of the value that I'm able to deliver in those 90 minutes, which is, again, addressing those same specific problems that they're facing. Okay. So the first stage is what I call as a pre-framing stage, which is converting your visitors from cold to warm. And from warm to hot is a stage where they are ready to make a decision to either buy your course or not buy your course. And from hot to super hot, where they would be giving you more, you know, mileage, is once they become your customers, how you can serve them after they have bought your product. And most people in the online space, their relationship with their customers end at the point of sale. But in my case, the relationship with my customers start at the point of sale, because if anybody buys my products, I have weekly coaching calls to answer their questions for the rest of their life, for the rest of my life. It's something that I promise all my students. So they are able to stay connected with me even after they have bought the product. So that's as far as the second step is concerned, which is the customer journey. So your customer journey has to have an element of pre-framing, an element of making them from hot to warm. Sorry, from warm to hot. And then you over-deliver value after they have bought your product. Okay. So this is the customer journey. So the third one is, the third step is a three-level structure. So if you have to create a digital course curriculum, you have to develop the entire curriculum into a three-level structure. The first level is what I call as the conceptual level, where you can create maybe a three-day course. Each day they learn for 30 minutes, and each day they probably have 5 or 6 videos to watch, where you share with them only the concepts of how they can achieve their goal. So if somebody wants to lose weight using the power of yoga, you go into the deeper concepts on what constitutes the right weight loss using yoga, what are the different techniques that are there in yoga to lose weight, and what are the different principles involved for somebody to lose weight using the power of yoga. So you share only the concepts in the first level course, which is what I call as a conceptual course. And you can charge anywhere from $97 going up to $147 or even $200 on the top side. And that's what I call as a level one course or a tripwire. Okay, a tripwire is something where they trip over a wire and they get a small breakthrough, which is easy on their pocket. The level two is your core product. And this is where you need to develop your course into an implementation course where they can take that knowledge, what they have learned in level one, and they can put that into action over a span of 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, depending on what problem that you're trying to solve. So if somebody has to lose weight using the power of yoga, you can put them through a 30-day yoga weight loss challenge, and they just need to watch your videos and take action for 30 days. And this is not more of a knowledge-giving session. It's not a knowledge-giving course, but it's more of an action-taking course. That is level two. And the third level is where you can maximize your profits, where you can offer something of a much higher ticket. So when you're designing your curriculum, the curriculum for level one has to be conceptual. The curriculum for level two has to be action-oriented. And the curriculum for level three, it can either be a course, a high-ticket course, which is like a 90-day implementation program, or you could also layer in coaching and consulting, where you're actually going to be giving your time to them. And you have a structure and a curriculum for that on how you can deliver results for them. So if somebody's gone through the conceptual course on yoga, then they go through the 30-day challenge, and then they sign up with you for a one-to-one consultation for 3 months, where you can charge them maybe $5,000, $10,000, depending on how you're going to be solving that problem. that is going to be giving you a much better leverage in terms of profits. So the third step of the entire process is to create a three-level structure, which is divided into a tripwire, a core product, and a profit maximizer. A tripwire is a conceptual course, the core product is the implementation course, and the profit maximizer is your coaching and consulting. And all of these three need to have a curriculum. And you need to define the customer journey even in these three courses separately. Let's come to step number four. Step number four is, once you have defined your three levels in step three, is then you got to get people to do research. You got to get your students to do some kind of exercises as they're going through the journey. So in each of these three different levels, there has to be a segment where you need to make people discover for themselves on why it is important for them to go through the learning process. For example, in my level one course, if anybody buys my level one course, right on the first day, there's one of the videos where I tell people to go to a few websites, to do research on those websites, and to come back and share whatever they learned. Now, what's going to happen is, rather than you teaching them stuff, you're going to make them discover the knowledge themselves. So the step four of the digital course curriculum journey is to include elements of exercises and research which your students can do on their own without having to just keep listening to you. And your video can be as short as, hey, click on the link below. There are 3-4 websites here. I would like you to go to these websites, check them out, and come back and share in the comments. And I would like to personally read your comments on what you discovered over there. Now, that is an example of how I would do things, because great teachers don't just teach things. Great teachers point students in a direction where they discover for themselves on what they need to know. Okay, and it's amazing when you do this kind of an exercise research-based activity in your digital course curriculum, you'll see that the maturity level of your student will be so much more, and there would be so many different angles and paradigms that they would have discovered and they would be sharing in the comments below your course content. So that's extremely powerful when you're able to include these elements inside your course. Okay, the fifth aspect of a digital course, the fifth step of the digital course curriculum design process is the actual production work. So how do you really create digital courses? How do you record them? How do you edit them? And that's what I'm going to be sharing over here. Okay, so the first part of the production process is the recording part. See, when I launched my course, I kept it as simple as possible. I recorded it on my MacBook Pro. I just used a software called ScreenFlow. If you're on a Windows, you can use a software called Camtasia, where you can just record your screen, connect your webcam. I'm using a webcam called the Logitech C922 Pro. It's a really cool webcam, 1080p, really good quality stuff. I think it's in that $100, $150 range. Excellent webcam. So a simple laptop, simple software, simple webcam. I use my Apple headset, okay? I did not invest in a high quality, you know, podcast mic like what I'm using right now. Just went ahead and used a simple Apple headset, which had decent audio quality. I had, you know, just light hitting my face. I did not invest in any lighting equipment. I had a window right in front of me and the natural light was hitting my face, and I recorded my entire course just using that. So my suggestion to you, especially if you're starting off on this journey, is don't get too bogged down with technology, okay? Keep it as simple as possible. Use your laptop, a basic webcam, a simple software that you can find, and just a simple microphone. As long as the video quality and audio quality is decent, that's good enough to start recording your courses. You don't have to invest, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars on getting others to do it for you, okay? Your level one and your first version of your course can be done by you, and that's how I would go over production. Once you get good and better at it, then you can hire a video partner who can actually come to your place, shoot your videos, edit them, and give them back to you. But if you ask me, level one or version one is to keep it as simple as possible. Because what will happen is, you will also need to make changes in your courses as you go along. Like I said, version one is very important. And once you get feedback from your students and from your customers, when you're able to see some of your statistics, then you can start to make those tweaks in your video courses, and then you can start to invest in much better equipment to make it happen. Finally, step number six on how to create a digital course curriculum and launch it is the platform. On where are you going to be keeping these courses? So for example, there are many people who like to post their courses on Udemy, on Coursera, and all these public domain platforms, which are great. And some people also post courses directly on YouTube, you know, and they don't charge anything for those things. And I don't know why they're even doing that. But my suggestion to all of you here listening to this is to set up your own platform on a system called Teachable. Okay, you can go to sidz.co, sidz.co/teachable, T-E-A-C-H-A-B-L-E. Go and check out that website. You can actually set up your own course. They have a free version where you can just load a single course and you can have a lot of students coming in there. And you can also charge people for that. And they have it's very, very nominal. Like it starts from like $39 per month. They have a $99 per month, which is the package on which I'm on, where I can have unlimited students, unlimited courses, and have a much lesser transaction fee on my online transactions that come through that platform. And I can add quizzes and a whole bunch of features over there, okay? So there are many other platforms like Thinkific, there's Podia, there is Zippy Courses, and there are many others out there. But I would recommend Teachable because it's easy to use. It's got the highest user base on the planet, the number of course creators who are actually creating courses and putting it up there. Very stable platform and a good support. And this is the qualities that I look for when I choose a platform. So I've been on Teachable from ever since I started, and it's a great platform to be on. And once you have completed these six steps is when you are actually ready to start selling your courses. So to recap, the six steps is if you want to create a high impact digital course curriculum that people would actually want to go through and finish, these are the six steps. Step one is you need to know what is the end result that you want to achieve for your students and structure the entire course curriculum according to that by doing surveys and even going to forums and getting those insights. The second step is to define your customer journey from the pre-framing stage to the warming up stage to the decision making stage to the after they become a customer stage. Step number three is you need to define your courses into a three-stage process: a tripwire, a core product, and a profit maximizer. Step number four is you need to include elements of exercises and research that people would go and do when they're going through your courses. Step number five is, as far as production of your course is concerned, keep it simple. Don't go high tech in your version one. And once you have got feedback from your community, then you can start to reinvest back into higher quality equipment and gear to get this done. Ideally, it's good to have a video partner. And step number six is use a platform like teachable.com. And I also gave you the link, sidz.co/teachable, where you can go set up your free Teachable account and just check out for yourself and how you can. It's so easy to load your courses and map it to your custom domain if you want to start selling those courses. And then you are ready to sell. So keep watching out for my future podcasts where I will talk about how to sell these courses, because that is a different skill set altogether. And in this podcast, if you found this useful, if you've been listening to this podcast inside my blog or if you're listening to it on Anchor or any other place, I would love to hear your comments. Just type your comments below and let me know what was your biggest takeaway from this podcast. Did you really find this useful? Yes or no? Type in the comment box. So I want to invite you into my next webinar. I'm going to be doing a live webinar soon on how I went from zero to over $600,000 in course sales within a span of 15 months, sitting at home without any office or employees. And if you want to learn more about that, just go to my website and register. You can even go to this link called sidz.co. Let me just pull up the link right now as you're speaking. sidz.co/. Give me a second. I'm just pulling this up from my overall tracking system that I have here. In fact, you should use this tracking system link. sidz.co/freelife. FreeLife. FreeLife. Okay, I'll repeat it. It's sidz.co/freelife, and you'll get invited to my next live webinar. I always do my webinars live, and you can just check it out. And once you register, there's a pre-orientation video which I would like you to watch to understand about how the system works and how you can prepare yourself even before you come to my webinar, so that I can answer questions live and help you on this journey to freedom. Cheers, God bless. Keep watching out for my podcast, and would love to hear your comments below in the comment section. Bye-bye.